Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's 7 after the hour. We're in the Ides of November, the 15th of the month. It's Monday. You all know that probably by now. I'm guessing you do. I hope you do. Maybe you just, like, it's a continuum from Sunday to Monday, Monday to Tuesday, etc. DJV program on the air. It's nice. It's refreshing. It's exciting to be able to bring you a little culture. Culture in the daytime. From Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Today is National Recycling Day. According to National Geographic, we, Americans, each and every one of you and us, send 64 tons of waste to landfills during our lifetime. Now, there are those who want you to feel guilty about that, and there are those who are excited that you do. It depends on which side of the fence you are. The people who want you to consume and who don't think much about what the ramifications are of what they wrap things up in, the containers, they think, hey, this is cool, man. Everybody's buying. Everybody. There's a, I'm trying to remember the movie that I saw which vilifies consumers. If you're not a consumer, you're not of any value. It's a futuristic thing. But I think we get the idea. There's been so much focus on this sort of thing the last week or so because of that summit. The people who want to be concerned about climate and also what we are doing to our planet. I think there's reason for us to, when you do the math, 246 million tons of waste created every year by Americans, but I'm not interested in making you feel guilty. I think being more aware is probably, would you buy things in? You know, everybody talks about, it is amazing, frankly, to me, how many Amazon trucks you see on the road now. More and more, not just semis, but the local vans and regular trucks that are all over neighborhoods, all over city. I mean, they're everywhere. They have thousands and thousands and thousands of these things. And they're all, the people that drive the trucks, obviously, you see the ads on TV. You can be hired. We'll send you to school. We'll give you days as you want, blah, blah. You've seen that ad, right, ladies? You've seen the Amazon ads that say, we'll hire you no matter what, and we'll do everything we can for you. You'll have a wonderful life if you work for us. You've seen those ads. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Watch what happened, but okay.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They send you to nursing school or something like that.
Right, yeah.
Join Amazon.
Yeah. So, anyway, these people, they have done a fabulous job of fooling you, thinking it's better. Well, it's better, maybe easier for you to order stuff online at Amazon. It's great for them, but it is really horrible for the environment. The trucks driving around, the boxes that they put stuff in, unless they're recyclable, and most of them aren't, and certainly when you're looking at it, you could say, well, if it wasn't for them delivering their own stuff, it would be UPS, it would be FedEx, and they're all over the place too. Well, it just is astonishing that and under the circumstances that there is so much of this going on. You all know, you all do it, and I'm not trying to make it. There's no guilt involved in this. It's understanding how the pieces get put together. 91% of plastic never gets recycled. All of the plastic
that's
that
a number that
recycled.
Most people don't know, because everyone thinks, well, I separate, I put out my blue bin and my, you know, green bin or whatever, depending on what
they don't have. The most towns and cities don't have facilities to do with anything with it other than bring it to the
Well, it used to go to China. It used to go to China, but now China, since 2018 or 2016, they have stopped taking the rest of the world's garbage, because so much of the stuff that the world sent China, whether it's glass or bottles or aluminum cans, it's contaminated, which means it's not properly cleaned out to begin with. So then it contaminates everything else. Then all that stuff just gets completely rejected, dumped into the ocean, dumped into a landfill, which ends up, you know, running into the ocean mostly in many cases. It's just, it's a whole mess. And if we don't figure out how to handle our own trash, I mean, this is not just our country. Other countries, everybody relied on China for that.
So what is the what's the takeaway from this? What are the key ingredients of the last week or so with all these people getting together to try to change the climate situation or change the reality of what how we live, how we consume? What do you all think? You all looked at it, and so what do you think the takeaway is?
Well, I mean, those are larger initiatives that aren't going to work unless every country, you know, holds up their end of it, and that remains to be seen. But on a, I don't know, I like to focus more on what you can do in your own kitchen.
Individually.
And there are so many things that people can do. Mm-hmm. And number one, just don't buy single-use plastics. That's it. That, I mean, that's a really, really simple thing. If you do get takeout, you don't need those extra utensils wrapped in plastic again. If you're going home, I mean, that's you just don't need them. Take them out of the bag. Hand them back to the restaurant. Restaurants are, would appreciate it at this point because that stuff is expensive, and people just, you know, they throw all the ketchup packets in. That's another thing that is one of the most the biggest polluters are empty ketchup packets. Don't take them. You have a bottle of ketchup at home. It's just it's a lot of really simple things that, I don't know, people don't necessarily think of. And when you think about 91% of the stuff that you think you're recycling is not going anywhere except a landfill or in the ocean, that should be a wake-up call. It's not about guilt. It's about just opening your eyes.
No, I don't think it's about guilt either. It's about education. You shouldn't feel guilty if you think you're doing the right thing. If you don't care, I don't know whether it's guilt or not. It's just that there is
I don't know how guilt got into this at all. I don't. That's not an emotion that I would. But I don't know. That's
trying to. Do you realize what you're doing? It's thinking about. You know, there's a lot of stuff. A lot of time spent in schools educating, but it's a pejorative education about waste and recycling and that sort of thing. And there's a message, a political message, like everything else that gets attached to it. There's no political message here at all, as far as I'm concerned. It is like, it is what it is. And it's something, if you are thinking about what the future is going to hold for your family, the planet, the family, the, you know, you put them both together as far as I'm concerned. And maybe that's a part of the statistics, the murder rate. I don't know if you saw this or not. I put a few pieces of information together here. And this is, maybe somebody will take this politically because of the, you know, let's get rid of the cops routine. The murder rate in America is up 30% from last year through the pandemic. So these stats are pretty much from the beginning of 2020 to mid-2021. There are a couple of different tabulations that have been used to put this information together. And this, again, is it's kind of like, what do you want to know? What do you need to know? The CDC tracks murders. They analyze information contained in death certificates. The FBI tallies murders by collecting info from law enforcement agencies around the country. And they have two different methodologies, obviously, but both of them point, both the informational reports from both of them show that there's a murder rate. This is so, I mean, there's... Do we not
have... let's talk about what came out over the weekend. So, yes, over the course of the country, their murder rate is very high. But if you go city by city, for instance, like Los Angeles, which is the city I live in, is up 27%. In Portland, it's up 800%.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about the huge... Montana's up 84%, South Dakota, 81%. The middle of the country is up, Kentucky, 61%, Tennessee, about the same, 47%, New York, Pennsylvania, 39%. So it's higher, the stats show that it's much higher, 77%, Jennifer, of the murders involve firearms, up from 73% the year before. The clearance rate, this is, I think, important, declined from 61%, that is only now 54% of the murders that take place in this country are solved. I think that's astounding.
Well, there's too many of them. I think, what we're seeing in Los Angeles, at least, and it's all I can really speak on that I live in and see it every single day, is that we have a really soft-on-crime approach now going on in California. So for a long time, we talked about criminal justice reform, and I think that's a very valid conversation. But the answer to criminal justice reform is not throwing every law that's on the books out the window. And so it, just like we see with every single problem, when you try to fix it, you just overcorrect. And then the problem becomes even worse. So we need to deal with criminal justice reform. In fact, there is locally a story going on about a prison where somebody's dying because they're not getting their insulin. I mean, there's stuff that needs to be done within our prisons that we can talk about, period, end of story. And then in a new breath, we can say, but we still need to make sure that we're not just letting our towns and our cities be overrun by criminals, because those things seem to be happening. As one overcorrects, then the other is not getting the attention that it deserves.
Here's something else to think about in terms of putting this all together in perspective. The rising number of murders is way below the level from the early 1990s, which I found astounding when I looked at it. Seven homicides per 100,000 people. That's 22% below the rate in 1991, when it was 10 homicides per 100,000 people. So we tend... And I'm not, this is no justification here. I'm just saying, interesting to look at the stats and understand that we have a short memory, and that the things that were going on then
weren't even alive or functional at that point. The point is this, is that in the city in which I live, the LAPD basically says follow home robberies, and it's happening to celebrities a lot, so it's getting some national attention, but it's happening to normal people too.
Mm-hmm.
Follow home robberies are going up. We can feel it. Whether you're in a big city like LA or a small city, the crime is going up. So just because it's been that way doesn't mean that we should just say, oh, well, this is just, you know, something we should
but
really
you know
do
what
anything
exceeds?
About.
But you know what the number is that exceeds the number of murders? The number of suicides and drug overdoses.
Well, that has a lot to do with being locked away for 2 years and people's mental health.
And unemployment and record unemployment. That's all connected. Crime always goes up when unemployment is up. I mean,
and
there's
a lot
at play.
And we're unemployed because of the Chinese government and the virus and the whole way that the government, then our government, handled it. I mean, I think there are all kinds of things. So the lesson, the takeaway here, isn't so much to point fingers. It's just awareness, and perhaps if something like this happens or you're around, if you have a way to deal with these two problems, that is the future of the country and the world as to what we're doing to it and the way we live with each other, those are important things to consider, and hopefully you will. It's Monday morning, 18 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, how many of you saw Adele last night? Pretty interesting revelations in the interview with Oprah and then the concert itself. Okay, well, anyway, we'll put those pieces together. That's how we'll spend our time in the trending department because, well, they're all the, I think everything we put together here always finds its way to social media and is trending. Either we pick it up or it gets started after we talk about it, but the Adele thing is a big deal. So we'll get to it, the candidness of it after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, so we would be appropriate here, Phil, if we'd played some Adele music. I know most of the time you're pretty clever about that. Much better than a Motown tune.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so the entertainer...
No shame in here, though.
I know, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Practical, it's a prank. When
you
I
dope?
Open up, no, I didn't say that. Anyway, so what did you take, Jay, away from the conversation that she had with Oprah? Give me a couple of big tidbits.
Yeah, she opened up about a lot. She talked about where her music comes from that she writes, and basically she has no idea. She's like, I don't think I'm that deep in real life. I have no idea where I pulled this out of, but well, somehow she manages to.
She is deep in some way, shape, or form. She is not connected with whatever her spiritual side is, because I think that's where a lot of this comes from with a lot of people that write music. They sit down. Paul McCartney told me once when I asked him about where the stuff comes from. He just says, I don't know. I sit down at the piano, I get up in the middle of the night, and whatever it is. So the real genius is that you don't know where it comes from, maybe. But she came across as likable, didn't she? She's very
likable. She's wonderful.
Oh, she's extremely
likable. It was the first
likeable
time she'd ever met Oprah, and You could tell, you know, you can always tell when Oprah really, really likes someone that she's interviewing. And I think Oprah was surprised by how deep and intelligent Adele was. I think that Oprah definitely became, if she wasn't already a fan, I think she became a huge fan by the end of that interview. And like Jay said, I mean, Adele didn't, she didn't hold back at all. She was very honest about the panic attacks and how she desperately wanted to keep her nuclear family together because she didn't have that as a child. It was a whole lot of her, you know, stuff that she's gone through in therapy and how her dad was an alcoholic and how she finally was able to sort of heal that wound. And it was really deep. And then cut to the most gorgeous nighttime concert with a symphony, and she wore this amazing black gown, and it was at Griffith Observatory, which just overlooks the Hollywood sign.
Gorgeous.
It was so amazing. Plus, I don't know if you guys noticed in the audience, it was a who's who of who's who's. I mean, it was Leonardo DiCaprio and Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family and
Lizzo,
Melissa McCarthy. I mean, it was, like, unbelievable. It was just a who's who. Ellen was in the audience. And, yeah, just every time
you had to know somebody.
Gordon Ramsay.
In other words.
Well, she said in the beginning that this was the first time that she had performed any of these songs, so she wanted to have a house full of friends. And so she kind of invited a lot of people that she knew, and then a few that she didn't, including a couple that got engaged.
And this was the first time that her son ever saw her perform live. He'd seen her at rehearsals and everything, but this was the first live performance that he'd ever seen.
Huh. It was a great night.
Cool,
it was really wonderful.
She talked about her anxiety and her relationship with her father and that sort of thing. Her son, first time he'd seen her perform. So it was all good. All good. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. Wejo, a global leader in connected vehicle data, and Heller Gutmann Solutions, a leading diagnostics and automotive data provider, have detailed notable recent achievements in their partnership, which includes multiple business applications for connected vehicle data. Heller is a minority investor in Wejo, which expects to become a publicly listed company through its planned merger with Virtuoso Acquisitions Corporation. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kenosha is ready to move on. Patrick Roberts, the pastor of First Baptist Church, said before his sermon on Sunday, "Everybody has been calm and the community understands that it needs to heal." Closing arguments for the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is expected today before sending it to the jury. The Austrian government has ordered a nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people that started at midnight Monday. The government orders prohibit unvaccinated people 12 and older from leaving their homes except for basic activities such as working, grocery shopping, or going for a walk, or getting vaccinated. Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg told reporters in Vienna Sunday, quote, "It's our job as the government of Austria to protect the people," end quote. A 10th victim has died from the Astroworld tragedy. Ezra Blunt, who lived in Dallas, had been placed in a medically induced coma. Ezra was 9 years old. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is scheduled for closing arguments today, Kyle's mother, Wendy, was on Fox News over the weekend.
I'm hoping that the outcome is what I expect, a not guilty verdict. But I know there's a lot of people out there wants my son to be guilty. It's in the hands of the jury. They've been taking notes, listening to the truth. And I hope they take that into what the outcome is going to be.
Dave Hancock, a spokesman for Kyle Rittenhouse, says the letter of the law should find Kyle not guilty.
You can't define self-defense more clear than what happened this evening on the 25th of August, 2020, with young Kyle Rittenhouse. He is a good kid. He was there to help. He's a civic-minded kid. He's a young man now. But he went down there to help, and he brought the only rifle that he believed he could carry, which we believe will come out in court today. He was legally allowed to carry that rifle just so long as it was not a short barrel rifle. And that is according to the letter of the law in the Wisconsin statute. So we believe that we're going to see that charge gone and all the rest of the charges come back with a not guilty. Because that's the truth.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, Monday, the 15th of November, Thanksgiving, a week from this Thursday, will be a lot of people are talking about what the gatherings are going to be like on Thanksgiving. Let's find out from the ladies what they're planning. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, along with Doug Steffen. I'm going to my daughter's house for Thanksgiving. What about you, Jennifer? Where are you going for Thanksgiving? What are you doing?
I'll be cooking away.
Cooking away. So I could come to your house after I have Thanksgiving with Megan and Miles and Matthew. I'd come over to your place.
You're always invited. I'll make sure I have extra pie just for you.
Really? There are breadcrumbs that I can follow off the 210, too, right, to get to your house? Because
absolutely.
I think I remember how to get there, yeah. All right, so how large is the crowd?
It'll be my dad's, and you know how to get there.
Oh, you're going to the dad's? Okay, that's easier. Yeah. What about you? How many people are going to be there, by the way, Jennifer? All in all,
we're going to have a nice super spreader of probably about 8.
You know where I'm going with this. Okay. So, Victoria, how much are you going to spread?
I might start selling tickets. You never know.
Yeah, right. All right. So what are we doing for super spreading in New Jersey at Thanksgiving?
We're not doing anything. We're actually, just Lewis and I just ordered our pre-made, our pre-cooked meals from Wegmans. So it's just going to be the two of us again this year. But the reason is because on Saturday, it's my parents' wedding anniversary. And so they have not been able to do anything for a couple years. So they're going to come over here. And so we've kind of all just, we're going to kind of quarantine for a week before that. So that way we can, you know, have a really nice anniversary.
So you still think that's important?
Well, there, I mean, we're going basic. We're going based solely on, you know, my parents' doctors, and we you know, wanted to figure out what they said was the safest way for my parents to do it, and to, you know, to also make sure that my mom especially wasn't, you know, worried about stuff. So we decided we're not doing big Thanksgiving stuff, and we're just going to have the main event be Saturday night. So it'll be fun.
Okay.
Are you cooking, or are you guys going somewhere?
No, we're not going anywhere. My parents don't do indoor dining, so indoors at our place is the most that they'll do.
It'll
but
be fine.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I haven't figured out. I don't know that I'm going to cook because everybody. It's just going to be Lewis and me and my brother and his wife and my parents. So it's just the six of us. But we're probably just going to order takeout. I mean, we live in a village with lots of great restaurants, and so we might as well just take advantage of that and just get takeout.
What about you, Jay? What's going on the home front?
Hanging out at home, my husband, myself, my son, and our little dog Tur. And of course, we got a smoked turkey that already came in, so we have that lined up. But yeah, just keeping it low-key. We always call it lazy Thanksgiving because the requirement is that you have to wear your PJs, and we do as little cooking as possible while still having a feast.
Nice.
So now that the vaccines are available, is it time to think about something else, maybe going back because a lot of people have been isolated. It's taken its toll on our mental and emotional, and I think even social aspects, the how-to of health, if you will. There are still a lot of people who want, as Victoria explained, want to make sure that there are no, you know, there's no kerfuffle in all of this. So the holistic approach is interesting, and it being taken by a lot of people. I was in, where was I? Where there was, I was, went to, oh, they have a, the place we went last night, my sister and I and her husband and a couple of my pals from across the street, all of us very close friends, had dinner, sort of celebrating my birthday and her birthday, which is, mine was last week, hers is this week. And so it was very nice. But the town, we went to the Wayside Inn where I took you, Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, so, but they have now in that town instituted a mandate for you have to wear, any place you are, you got to wear a mask, go inside any place. So I went in, I had a mask in my pocket, I didn't have it on. And my sister, I was late, well, I wasn't late, but I was the last one there. And so I hadn't seen them, and they came out and they all had their masks on. I said, oh, I guess I have to wear a mask, right? And so we had a dinner for 6 o'clock, and time went on, it was 6:30, and it was 6:45, and by that time, you know me, there's enough waiting around for something at 6 o'clock. And I happen to know the innkeeper because I take care of all the fields and hay around the inn. And so I made it known that I wasn't pleased about having to sit here. If you want us to, you know, if it's just a gaff like going to a lot of restaurants, like Cracker Barrel is a perfect example. It isn't alcohol, but it's all the trash that you have to walk through to get to the restaurant. They want you to buy. Oh, we don't have a seat for 20 minutes. Well, you can look in the restaurant.
That is not trash. Those are treasures.
Oh, okay.
What is wrong with you?
Good to know. Well, anyway, so the point is that there were people wearing masks and congregating together. And then, you know, you take your mask off to have your drink or to have your food. And it just seems silly in that environment to wear a mask. So anyway, but are we going to? I saw the phrase "Happy Vaxgiving" floated about here and there, and I wondered, you know, the rules kind of are different this year than they were last year. Last year, nobody went anywhere for Thanksgiving, and so have we gotten beyond that? There are a lot of people that still have the virus. There are a lot of people that haven't had their shots. There are a lot of people who are testing positive, not like it was, but there still are. So does it make sense for us to still think and be cautious? Maybe that's it. Keep the masks on till the food comes. Okay.
That stuff is so dumb. I mean, it's like
too,
flying on an airplane and you just, you know, you're... People have their masks off. They're eating, drinking, whatever. People going to concerts now, you have to wear a mask inside at the concert. Everybody's screaming.
Anybody have a mask on at Adele's concert? What was it like? Were there
no,
any masks?
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio did. He was the only one. But I think that was more because he didn't want to be recognized on camera. He also had a baseball cap on, which was weird. He was very casual compared to how some of the other people were dressed.
Yeah.
But, no, it was an outdoor event, so.
Yeah. Well, anyway... how are we doing inoculating? People want to compare us to the rest of the world. Brazil's done a pretty good job. Austria has a lot of unvaccinated people, just to have a couple of different examples. I see that if you took an in-home COVID test recently, the results may not be correct. You see this? The company is called Illume that makes a lot of these tests. They've recalled a couple of million of them because they are having a higher than acceptable rate of false positives. So who decides what's the acceptable rate? What does that mean?
Well, because they're being counted as COVID cases, for one, when they're not actual positive cases. So that's why the FDA has gotten involved in this. And people with false positives, they may think that they have natural immunity if they haven't had COVID before or if they haven't been vaccinated. There are a lot of reasons why, you know, obviously accurate testing is important. And I know out in California, that rapid test company, I forget the name of it, Jen, but they had the rapid test that everybody was taking. Oh, I'm in the clear. And it's like, well, nope, you weren't. And that contributed to a big part of the spread around the country, where people were taking rapid tests thinking that they're okay.
And the thing is that a lot of young people, especially, would take the test on Friday. I mean, it's notorious. It was notorious in Los Angeles that people would get in line on Fridays, make a ton of appointments for tests, almost have a standing appointment for tests, and then they would think that they would get the all clear, and they would go out and party it up as per usual. And when you have those tests that weren't all that accurate, that led to a lot of people spreading stuff around because they thought they had the all clear.
And I think that was a huge part of what California dealt with.
You should have seen the thing on Friday.
Yeah, I know.
The lines were ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
All right, so over the weekend, I happened to get up early yesterday before I went to the farm, and I was looking around at some things like I often do on Sunday morning because it's peaceful, it's quiet, I don't have to go anywhere for a while. So I was looking at a story about a pastor who has a radio program and a podcast. And this guy, his name is Rick Wiles. I don't know if you ever heard him or not, but he describes himself as a citizen reporter. And in his program this week, he endorsed a theory that COVID vaccines were the product of a global coup d'etat by the evil cabal of people who are included the Chinese, but a lot of people who are in the Illuminati, supposedly the Bilderbergers. And so he says on the podcast, this is what he said, quote, it's an egg in the virus, in the vaccine that hatches into a synthetic parasite and grows inside your body.
He says
this is a sci-fi nightmare and it's happening in front of our eyes. So the whole business about the people on the air that are making, and I'm not here to tell you that they're false or misleading, because I don't really know. I don't really want to endorse this stuff because I don't like endorsing negative anything. But do we really know what's inside? Do we have people telling us? Well, we've had people tell us before from the drug culture, that is the drug manufacturers, that this was safe and it wasn't safe. There are a lot of drugs that are recalled all the time. I don't happen to want to believe this, and I think it's pretty irresponsible to be spreading this stuff around, but it's there. This is, Alex Jones comes up with stuff like this all the time. But what's interesting about these podcasts is that they're all on iHeart, and iHeart claims to be, they've got the largest podcast network in the world. And I don't remember, we've got probably three or four stations that belong to iHeart that carry this program. Used to have 40 or 50. But now I think to myself, well, are they culpable in this? They are always blaring that 9 out of 10 Americans every month listen to one of their podcasts, and they have a huge platform.
I don't think so, because they don't pay for all of the podcasts that go up there. Like, a lot of people can apply to put stuff on iHeart.
Yeah, my podcast, all the podcasts that we do are up there.
Right, that's not owned by iHeart. So yeah. I don't think that, but here's what I think would be really helpful. And it's something that what I cannot stand about all this is that if people dare...
Whoops.
Whoop.
All right.
Wait, she had a good thought.
All right, you back, Jen? No, she's not back. All right, that disappeared. Okay. Anyway, there are a lot of conservative Christian media outlets that are carrying all of this stuff This guy, by the way, Wiles, used to use the phrase Jew coup to describe the...
Why are we talking about this guy and giving him, like, free airtime?
Because I think...
I want to cancel.
I'm not a canceler, but this guy deserves to be canceled. All right, go ahead.
Well,
anyway,
it's not just him. There are people that are legitimately asking questions or that believe all kinds of stuff. And what would really help is just more transparency. We all know that the FDA and the CDC thought that cigarettes were great for a while, especially if you were pregnant.
Doctors used to endorse them.
Red dye. Just from a completely personal perspective, I've been trying to figure out what is in each of these vaccines because I had a really bad reaction to a shot that I took several years ago. And so much so that they thought I had lupus. I mean, it was really bad. I was sick for a really long time. And I just want to know what's in this stuff so I can compare. It has taken me a really long time. And actually, my mom, who is totally pro-vax, to go into websites to try to figure out what these ingredients are. I think what would make people feel better is if people were not shunned for asking questions.
Yep.
If ingredients and if and if information was more forthcoming. Because what it feels like, in knowing how hard, legitimately as a thinking person, I've been trying to figure all this stuff out, how hard that has been for someone like me, someone who is not going to take that time, is going to think that there's some conspiracy to hide the information from people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's a little bit of responsibility that should go on. I don't know whether it's even the government.
Well, why don't
go
we
on
take
Pfizer,
the responsibility
on
ourselves?
Moderna. What I'm saying is to make that information more readily available because you have to really dig to figure out the kind
All right, so here's something
questions that people
to
have.
Speak to that. Jay, over the weekend there was a huge trending story about something being added to the vaccine for children that begins with a T and I can't pronounce it, that supposedly would give them all heart attacks and they'd all die, according to the one story. And then that was debunked by some other stuff.
I don't know if that was a story. I think there's been a story that young people are getting myocarditis in larger numbers than older people.
Yeah, but there's something
the vaccine,
in it
right?
that they use to preserve. It begins with a T. Do you know that story, either any of you? I'm just trying to remember what this stuff is.
No, I'm trying to find it. I don't see
that,
it.
It was all over some blogs yesterday. I know my daughter encountered it, and they looked it up. And Brendan and Sophie, my son and daughter-in-law, also were talking about it. And it turns out that it was just because I said something to Brendan about it, because she's going to have a baby any day now. And, you know, what's going to happen as you go down the line? And Miles just had his first shot last week. And so what's in this stuff? And I think that's the question that we need to figure out. But I think there was, by the end of the day, I was comfortable that there wasn't the stuff in it that people were saying there was. It's 10 before the hour.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hey, team, we landed the contract!
Yes! Kaya's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week.
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
We need front end, back end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your...
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's Tech Talk time for Monday, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan hacking into the FBI. This ought to be...
Yeah, right?
This ought to be great. Yeah.
This is it's like the every Monday, it's like our hack. It's our hackers.
The hack report from the weekend.
Yeah. Yep. So hackers accessed the FBI's external email system and sent spam to thousands of people on Saturday, according to the Spam House Project, which is an email spam watchdog group. It's actually, if you are someone who, you know, runs a small business maybe, or someone just in general who's concerned about spam, following the Spam House Project, it's actually a really good thing. So the cybersecurity debacle highlights that the vulnerabilities of email communication remain strong. So while all online entities often claim to be official sources, a hacker compromising a government server is typically highly unusual. However, hackers are getting smarter and smarter. And so the compromised system was a server that was used by the FBI personnel to communicate unclassified information outside of the organization. So this is not like, you know, where the aliens are hiding. I mean, this is like, you know, it's non-classified stuff, but it does show an intense vulnerability in how email is still... I mean, email is, you could make the argument that the Postal Service has more security than email at this point. Yeah, and so the spam emails referenced an international hacker group called the Dark Overlord, which is a group we've heard about before. At this point, it did not contain malicious attachments. This could have been an exploration. This could definitely been, it could have been a mission that they were trying to test how far they can get. This is a group that is notorious for these types of things. And so the FBI said this is an ongoing situation and investigation, and they said the impacted hardware was taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. So they got on top of it pretty quickly, but they said they encourage the public to be cautious of unknown email senders and urge you to report suspicious activity to ic3.gov or cisa.gov. So that's the new cyber security, that's CISA. That's the new branch of the agency that exclusively deals with ransomware and hacking and things like that. So stay on top of it. And, again, don't open emails from anybody you don't know. It is pretty simple.
We're all getting lots of that stuff, and it's you fill up your
with the holidays
box.
Coming, especially.
Pretty. Yeah. All right, everybody's selling something. All right, in a moment, there's a new cybersecurity partnership as a result of some of this stuff, and we'll explain how that works and how we're involved after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so Victoria, what the heck is going on? We've got a new agreement on cybersecurity. How's this going to help us all?
Yep, so the U.S. is now part of an international agreement on cybersecurity. 80 countries, along with hundreds of tech companies, including Microsoft and Google, nonprofits, universities, the list goes on and on. They've signed the Paris Call for Trust and Security in Cyberspace. This was established actually in 2018 to create international norms and laws for cybersecurity and warfare, especially with ransomware on the rise. For whatever reason, and I don't know the answer, but President Trump did not want to be involved with this group back then. So this is something that President Biden has said is, you know, cybersecurity is one of the main things that he campaigned on. And like we just said, they've started the CISA agency, which is the criminals and cyber criminals and investigations and things like that. So I'm not sure why we weren't in this before, but this is a voluntary group and they are rallying G7.
Are you kidding?
I don't know, but cybersecurity was something that Trump also talked about, so I'm not sure why he didn't want to be in this consortium, but whatever, we're in it now. And so they said that it includes rallying G7 countries to hold accountable nations that harbor cyber criminals, which is a big one, including Russia, and supporting the update of NATO cyber policy for the first time in 7 years. So this is something where, you know, it's not going to be that easy anymore to escape into the dark corners of the world.
No, let's hope not.
If you're
all right, good report. Yeah. Thank you. 30, where are we? No, I'm off. My clock is off today for some reason.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.